Life Audio.
Hello, thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox. And after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, 1 Corinthians 12:9.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is 1 Corinthians 12:9. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me." I do not like pain. How about you? When I have a headache, I want it to end. When my joints ache, I want the hurt to stop. Frankly, I don't like problems of any sort. My human nature would much rather do life without them. But reality is, that's not going to happen anytime soon. Life being what it is, we face hard times, so we'd best prepare ourselves to deal with them well. In today's verse, Paul gives us some life-changing insights about how to deal with difficulties. When I read words like those in today's verse, so counterintuitive to the way my human nature tends to think, I find it necessary to slow down and study them so I can best discover the truth and wisdom they contain. So let's do a little study and see what we can discover, okay? In the verses preceding this one, Paul talked about struggling with a thorn in the flesh. No one knows exactly what the problem was, but one theologian says it was no thumbtack size issue. It was more like a tent stake. Paul said he prayed 3 times for God to remove it, but still it remained. The phrase, "but he said to me," indicates that God heard Paul's prayers and responded to him in a personal way. The verb tense used for the word "said" suggests an ongoing action as well as finality. God said it, therefore it was a done deal. When God speaks, His word stands forever. When He makes a promise, it cannot be broken. Paul could count on it, and he could count on it continuing to be fulfilled so long as the need existed. Let's look at the promise Paul received. "My grace is sufficient for you." That little pronoun, "my," takes on noteworthy significance when we understand more about the one to whom it refers. God, the one making the promise, has a limitless supply of anything His children need, and He is generous in nature. Because of who God is, Paul knew without a doubt that he would have all the grace needed to deal with the problem. If the thorn weighed like a burden on his shoulders, then God would give him enough strength to bear it. What is this grace that God promised to give Paul? Well, grace has several definitions. The most common says it is God's unmerited or undeserved favor. Another says it is God's supernatural provision for our every need when we need it. God's grace, being a supernatural provision, was never intended to help Paul merely survive or endure his suffering. It was a gift sent to help him rise above it, even flourish in the midst of it. That belief shaped Paul's perspective about suffering and weakness. The promise contains another couple of gems. Consider the little word is. God did not say, "My grace might be sufficient," indicating a question about whether or not it's enough. He did not say, "My grace was sufficient," indicating that the supply had run dry. He did not say, "My grace will be sufficient," implying that Paul might have to wait for it. God said, "My grace is sufficient. It would be available in the present, always, at any given moment when Paul needed it." Then comes the word sufficient. This means enough or ample, plenty or abundant. The opposite of sufficient is inadequate. So, God's supply of undeserved favor available to Paul was said to be ample for the need. Paul's resources to cope with his problem were insufficient, inadequate, not enough. And it was in that place of lack that he would experience God's abundant resources. One theologian says it's humorous to think that God's grace could be anything but sufficient for a mere mortal. He says God was being modest when he used the word sufficient. It's also noteworthy that there are no limitations placed on God's sufficiency. The promise didn't say, "My grace is sufficient for the pain in your back," or "My grace is sufficient for your headache this afternoon." It's open-ended. "My grace is sufficient for you, for whatever you need, whenever you need it." Finally, the promise ends with stating who the recipient is. God could have said, "My grace is sufficient," and left it at that. But he personalized it for Paul's benefit. "This gift of grace, it's for you, my friend. It's for you." God promised Paul an ample supply of divine favor to help him rise above the chronic difficulty he lived with day after day. And Paul acknowledged his absolute dependence on God's grace to see him through. He realized that this place of total dependency was actually a good place, for that's where he experienced God in deeper ways. This verse is so packed with life-changing truth for us today. None of us like pain. None of us enjoy feeling weak. But dealing with difficulties is a fact of life, and we need to know how to deal with them well. When we face hard things, let's go back to God's promise in 1 Corinthians 12:9. "My grace is sufficient for you." And let's remember these things. First, God is the one making the promise. His resources are limitless. His wisdom is infinite. His love for us is beyond the scope of imagination. We can trust his ways even when they're not what we wish they were. And we can trust the reliability of his promise. He said it. Let's believe it. Next, God's grace is his supernatural provision for us, and it's ample, it's more than enough to help us rise above whatever we face. Third, God's grace is available in the present moment. We don't have to wonder about whether or not it will be there when we need it. It just is. And finally, God's grace is for you. It's for you, my friend. God said so. Isn't it freeing to know that God doesn't expect us to face difficulties in our own strength? He's there for us. The weaker we are, the stronger we become when we draw from His supply of grace. May I pray for you? Almighty God, God of grace, thank you for caring for us so well. Thank you for providing your supernatural gift of grace to help us when we're weak. Grant us the humility to accept that gift and to learn to do life in your strength. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Are you concerned about tensions in the Middle East? Do you wonder where we're currently at in the biblical timeline? Are we really in the last days? Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Carl Muller with the Inside the Epicenter podcast. Every week, my co-host, best-selling author Joel Rosenberg, and I answer those questions and more. You'll hear inside knowledge of our meetings with leaders at the highest levels of government in the U.S., Israel, and the Middle East, equipping you to filter the news with biblically sound insights. Find Inside the Epicenter on your favorite podcast app or go to joshuafund.com to listen and subscribe.